At his new dig site, Fitzsimons came across a remarkable piece of construction. The site had been, at one time, a communal living center, perhaps tens of thousands of years ago. There were many collected rocks, leftover bones, and some casually interred skeletons of normal-looking humans. But to one side of the site, in a clearing, was a single, carefully constructed tomb, built for a single occupant, perhaps the tomb of a leader or of a revered wise man. His remains had been positioned to face the rising sun. In repose, he appeared unremarkable in every regard, except for a giant skull. Dr. Stephen Greer has worked tirelessly to gather together more than 560 witnesses who directly worked in classified programs where UFOs and ETs were dealt with directly. Disclosure is the term Greer and others use to describe a hypothetical moment in which the governments around the world openly reveal their secret archives of UFO knowledge, including any retrieved technology, or may even give us a direct introduction to ETs themselves. We are getting closer and closer to achieving real transparency, and governments have been increasingly sharing their formerly classified materials about these encounters. They kept them hidden for years because they apparently feared it would trigger a worldwide epidemic of terror. But with the coming of the Golden Age, I believe the public response will be one of awe and acceptance, not chaos and panic. All we need is a congressional subpoena. Dr. Greer's witnesses are prepared to testify to exactly what they know in open public hearings in Congress. I was fortunate enough to attend Greer's closed executive summary briefing for members of Congress and VIPs that took place on May 10, 2001, and the mood in the room was electric. The witness who stood out the most was Sergeant Clifford Stone, who allegedly worked on crash retrieval projects. He was so traumatized by the things he had witnessed in the line of duty that he burst into tears and almost could not finish his presentation. Among many other intriguing data points, Stone revealed that he had a field manual describing 57 different varieties of extraterrestrial intelligent life now visiting the Earth. Every one of these 57 varieties was human in appearance, with only superficial differences from the way we look here on Earth, if any. Other members of Dr. Greer's entourage reported direct ET interventions that powered down nuclear missile installations or actively disabled missiles that were in flight, rendering them completely non-radioactive once they crashed to the Earth. These and additional witnesses came forward in a major public conference at the National Press Club on September 27, 2010, and were given generous coverage in the mainstream media. The military-industrial complex has been forced to see these power downs as hostile acts. But another equally valid viewpoint is to see that we are being protected from a nuclear holocaust by our long-lost relatives. These visitors may well account for the many reports of angels and gods in a variety of ancient cultures, and we may now be on the threshold of a true family reunion. The Circle Makers. On October 20th, 2009, the UK Telegraph reported a story where a police officer saw three men, each with blonde hair and over 6 feet tall, taking instrument readings near a crop circle. The officer heard a hissing sound similar to static electricity, and this crackling noise seemed to run through the entire field, while also causing the crop to gently move. He shouted at the three men, but they did not seem to be able to hear his voice. However, when he entered the field, they all looked at him and began running. They ran faster than any man I have ever seen. I'm no slouch, but they were moving so fast. I looked away for a second, and when I looked back, they were gone.